USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
9 out of every 10 Americans will be under orders to stay home over coronavirus concerns by Friday. That's about 305 million people in all 50 states and the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico as well. The count includes those living in cities that have issued similar orders within states that have not. Alabama, South Carolina, Missouri, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Utah all have cities or counties that have issued stay-at-home orders, but the state has not done so. Meanwhile, Iowa, Arkansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota have not mandated that residents stay in their homes during the pandemic, nor have any cities within them. The Labor Department reports more than 6.6 million workers filed for first-time jobless benefits last week. That number is expected to continue to rise as Americans deal with the growing coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestNote.com.
A Georgia man's accused of plotting to blow up the White House. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
He was apprehended about a year ago, but the FBI has just released details about the case, saying that agents caught Hasher Taheb in an undercover operation when he apparently believed he was buying a truckload of explosives and semi-automatic weapons in Gwinnett County, Georgia. His alleged targets included the White House as well as several monuments in the nation's capital. He pled guilty on Wednesday to attempting to destroy a federal building. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic Speaker of the House from California, Nancy Pelosi, is forming a special select committee to ensure that coronavirus stimulus money is spent effectively.
The House will be creating a special bipartisan oversight panel to ensure that the $2 trillion and any additional funds Congress provides in future legislation are spent wisely and effectively.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as 6.6 million Americans filed for first-time unemployment claims last week, that number more than doubled from the previous week, but according to Republican Senator Marco Rubio from Florida, that number may not even be accurate.
It's a stunning number, and it does represent the people who've lost their jobs probably all throughout last week, which is what we were warning about. Can I say something else without, you know, frightening everybody or freaking everyone out? The true number is actually much higher. We know, for example, that there's probably no state in the country who has an unemployment system that is prepared to take in the vast volume of people that are trying to reach them. In Florida, all over the country, they're just being overwhelmed. No system is set up for 50,000 people to call in a day and or try to reach them. So the number is probably much higher than that, the true number. And that is why there was such a sense of urgency to get that bill passed last week and why we have such a sense of urgency now to get the Paycheck Protection Program up and running.
Hundreds of out-of-state ambulances and emergency medical technicians are now in New York City and ready to help as the number of 911 calls continues to increase. Mayor Bill de Blasio met with some of the EMTs assembled and calls the outpouring of support nothing short of intense. FEMA has assembled 250 ambulances and 500 EMTs from other parts of the country, dispatching them to locations throughout the five boroughs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.